perspective, what does next man up mean to you in terms of replacing West Becker?
I think it falls on a lot of people. I think that's the – it's easy to say one person has to, you know, step in and fill that gap. But I really feel it's, you know, maybe next men up, if that makes any sense. Or it's kind of a plural thing, I think. And in this case, a lot of people have to step up, raise their level of play. When you don't have one of your best players, a guy that's one of your top contributors, I think it falls on more than just one person. And I think that's our challenge, you know, for, you know, DeMarcus Ware to play a little better on Sunday, you know, for me to play a little better, for, you know, Monte. It falls on, you know, everybody just kind of points to the receivers, and I think it falls on, you know, a lot of players on the team.
Peyton, when you hear it's a guy like Wes who you know very well, I mean, were you shocked when you heard the news?
I guess I wasn't shocked. You know, I guess, you know, I had an idea that it might be happening. So, you know, we were prepared for it. And, you know, it's unfortunately it's happened to this team in the past. You know, the past 2 years, we've had some players that we thought were going to be with us, you know, that weren't. And I think the good thing is we have been able to overcome it. It hasn't been easy, and I think you'd like for it not to happen, but it's, you know, a little bit of gut check time, and let's face it, you know, last year we faced more adversity than I think anybody's ever faced. Some suspensions, some injuries. You know, our head coach had a heart attack for 5 weeks, and the players that were here and the coaches that were here, we just kept it together and kept on chucking. You know, I think you'd like to say, well, maybe we won't have all those things, you know, happen this year, but unfortunately, it looks like it's a possibility we may again. And at the same time, that's what we will do. You know, the players that are here, we will stick together and, you know, raise our level of play and try to persevere. It will not be easy. It would be disrespectful and inaccurate to say that this is an easy transition to lose, you know, Wes Welker. It's a challenge, and it's one that our team has accepted, and we're going to try to find a way to overcome that challenge.
You went through this a couple times in Indy with a bunch of guys getting hurt, and you were able to make the other receivers better. Are you confident in your ability to do that in this situation?
Well, it's an opportunity for some certain receivers to get more playing time. You know, whoever that is, we'll see. So it certainly is an opportunity. That's why you work in the off season. That's why you throw to all your receivers in the off season. That's why you go to off campus and have these, you know, off campus mini camps at a private college. That's why you do it, for the starters, you know, to get even more on the same page with them, and for your new players and guys that aren't necessarily starting to have excellent timing with them as well. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, that work will pay off for us.
With Ronnie Hillman limited, are you preparing for CJ to be the number two guy throughout practice this week?
I can't say that. I don't know the answer to that. That's probably a question for Coach Fox. So whoever's in there at running back, we expect them to do their job. We expect them to be able to run the ball, you know, catch the ball, and certainly pass protect as well.
Peyton, last season with the concussions that Wes had, you had guys like Bubba and Tammy that were successfully able to fill in, so at least you guys have done that and proven that you can be successful doing it.
There's no question that I know Bubba Caldwell is excited for his opportunity. Jacob Tammy is. Latimer, like I said, there's a number of guys that that we're counting on to, you know, step up and do their job. At the same time, the veteran starters have to raise their level of play and help, you know, some of these guys in this transition.
Hey, what was so important in converting third downs, keeping drives alive? How much are you going to miss in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. Like I said, I'd be lying to say this will be an easy transition. And, you know, I think sometimes when you have some adversity, you know, like I said, it is a challenge, and I think sometimes, you know, some of your top players can really shine for you, can really step up and, you know, show you why they are, you know, top players, and that's what I'm expecting out of certain guys. And third down is going to play an important role in this game. These guys do a good job of getting you off the field on a third down. You know, last year they did. and you expect them to be good in that category again this year. We pride ourselves in being a team that stays on the field on third down. So no matter who's in there, we expect everybody to be ready, and it's our job to find a way to stay on the field. But there's no question it'll be a challenge.
How many different are your emotions this year playing Indy than they were a year ago?
Yeah, I think it's a little different playing here at home. Regular season opener, it doesn't get any much bigger than this aside from the postseason, I think. I've always said that opening night is a playoff type atmosphere. So I am tired of talking. I am looking forward to playing some real football. And, I think it's an honor. I mean, you know, 3 years running, the Broncos have played on, you know, the Sunday night football primetime game. You know, 2 years ago, Pittsburgh here last year, you know, with the Baltimore, you know, their home game, you know, kind of fiasco. We were able to play them here, which that was fine with me. And, so it's an honor. They don't pick bad teams to open up, you know, NBC Sunday Night Football. They're not paying all that money to the NFL to put bad teams on. They're going to put two good teams on there. So we're honored to be one of those teams. We're playing a really good football team, a playoff team. And, it's going to be a tough game. But, I'm looking forward to all those things. And I'm excited that football's finally here.
Hey, did you embark on another season? Is playing quarterback now more mental than physical for you? And do you agree that people say this is kind of a golden age, the guys could play maybe into their 40s, Brady or so?
Yeah, I guess I haven't studied it as a whole from, you know, by the position. I still think it's kind of an individual thing. I'm not sure how the rule changes are necessarily going to impact longevity of quarterbacks' careers. I mean, it's still up to the individual to, you know, take care of yourself and, and to produce. I mean, you know, I guess what Brady said something yesterday, you know, he was going to play until he sucked. Yeah, that's a pretty good line, I think. And, I'm kind of from the same field. I don't have a set number, but, you know, I mean, you're just not playing well, and you can't help, and you're just hanging. I mean, look, some guys can hang on. You can hang on and, you know, get another year vested, I guess, right, if that's the goal. But, you know, if you can really produce and can help a team and you enjoy playing, but I think that's up to the individual. I think, you know, if Drew Brees plays till he's 45, I think that's purely all the credit goes to him for taking care of his body. I don't think the NFL rules necessarily are allowing that to happen. I mean, there's no rule on, you know, how hard these guys can hit and, you know, how fast these guys can run. So if you can't make the throw in front of a cover corner and you can't, you know, get up from a, you know, a blindside hit, then, you know, you're not playing very long anyway. So I think guys playing longer, I think it's, you know, guys take care of themselves in the off season. And, you know, obviously the drive to try to get better has got to be there internally based on an individual thing.
Are the bad news and the suspensions a different type of distraction than losing a player to injury? And do you as a leader feel more of a need to kind of gather the troops?
Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously there's a difference when you have an injured player and a player suspended. I mean, some of these players, you know, losing West is a self-inflicted wound. It's different than an injury. I still put it into the adversity category, and so I think the way you deal with that is by, kind of closing. What's the word I'm looking for? You know, just closing the ranks, coming together even tighter. Feeding off one another. You know, I try to stay positive in these situations. Everybody else is talking about the negative going on right now. We're talking about the positives of the football season being here, going out and doing our job. We have an opportunity. It is not going to be easy. I think all the veteran players, you know, feel that role, and I guess I've always felt that way, that, you know, it's when you find out a little bit about, you know, about your team and, you know, can you handle it? It's easy when everything's going smooth and you don't have any types of adversity. And so I think hopefully last year will have prepared us, you know, for this, you know, for these type situations. I mean, it's third year running. We've had a starting player suspended to start the season. I don't think that's something the Broncos want to brag about, but it's the reality. and we have been able to still win games despite that. So I think it says something about how we have, you know, handled and persevered through, you know, through some, you know, some circumstances that you'd like not to be there. And there's no question it's a test. And so we'll see how we handle, you know, this test.
Coach,